Joining me now, Kendall Lamb. Kendall, first day of training camp practice here in West Virginia. It's a little different from practice in Houston.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, this takes me back to where I practiced in college, and you see the mountains in the background, got the nice little breeze, so I feel right at home.
You went to Appalachian State, right. So not too far from where you grew up. Does this sort of remind you of home, being out here, the weather and the atmosphere?
Oh, for sure. I mean, other than it's a little cooler here, of course, we're a little hotter at that. But, I mean, in my personal opinion, you can't beat this. I mean, coming from Houston and seeing this luscious greenery, it's a beautiful thing.
And yesterday, the fanfare and the welcome at the Greenbrier, right. To get off the bus and to have the bands playing and the cameras there, you know, what sort of feelings did you have arriving here for camp?
So here in the band, it takes me back because I actually played in band in middle school, so it was cool to see those kids, you know, hitting the drums and playing the trumpets and the trombones. But, I mean, the people here are amazing. I mean, they're treating us like we're family, so it's been nice.
All right, what instrument did you play?
I was a trumpet.
Okay, trumpet. Good to know. All right, as far as camp goes today, first practice, you know, how did it feel? Coach O'Brien said not everybody knew where to go the first day because you're still sort of getting situated, but how did practice go for you overall?
It felt good. I mean, of course, we're getting back into it's an adjustment period, and of course, when Friday comes, we'll put the pads on, and up front with O-line and D-line, we actually get to play our game, which is the physicality part. But, I mean, it felt good to get back in the swing of things after a month and a half off, so, I mean, I look forward to continue putting in the work.
Third year in the system, and you have a huge opportunity in front of you this season, obviously with Derek Newton being out with an injury. So does that change your approach to practice or to the game or this season at all?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I come out here every day, no matter if I was the second man, third man up. It really doesn't matter. I take the approach of trying to be ready at all times because you never know when your time's going to be called on. I mean, I've taken that approach from college. So no matter who it is, you know, I'll come out here and get to work.
All right, we saw Derek Newton get off the bus, and he was out here at practice today. Right. Obviously, he's going through his rehab. How much does it mean seeing him out here, and how much have you leaned on him as far as stepping into that role, if need be?
Right, so, I mean, Newt's my boy. Whenever I try to be on the same page as him, because Newt's played this game at a high level at right tackle, and if I'm seeing things through his set of eyes, I mean, him being that successful, then it's only going to help me. Of course, when we do one-on-ones, I'll ask him about the set. I'll ask him what he thought about their rush, so I can pick his brain, because, I mean, you'd be crazy not to. I mean, he is D. Newt, so.
All right, so you guys get to put on the pads in camp, which you haven't been able to do. You know, what sort of goals do you have for yourself in training camp, things that you would like to accomplish in these next few weeks here at the Greenbrier?
So, I mean, of course, getting on the same page with whoever's in there. Of course, I'm at right tackle playing with Jeff Allen mostly, and just me and Jeff getting on the same page, you know, forming our own way of communicating. You know, the offensive line, we have our set way, but I just want to get to the point where I can look at them. We know what we're doing. I mean, we just feel the vibes with each other. And then, of course, no matter which center is in the game, Nick or Greg, I mean, they're both two of the smartest people I've ever met. So, I mean, just getting on the same page is the big thing, and that'll truly come when we can start hitting on Friday.
All right, and how about seeing J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney on the opposite side? I'm sure that's got to make you a little bit
for
better,
sure.
Too.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they're two of the best in the game. And, of course, with their length, you're not going to see two guys who are longer and as fast and as strong as them. So going against them every day, and when we can actually hit each other a little bit, you have to elevate your game to go against them. So I look forward to it.
I'm sure you're looking forward to putting on the pads and hitting some guys very soon. Thanks so much, Kendall.
Yes, ma'am.